Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Dr. Conowin.
Yellow Submarine.
Together we're DCYS. We're back after a two-week hiatus. Thank you for checking back in with us. You can find us at DCYS_ENT at Twitter, the official DCYS on Instagram and Facebook.
No, nope, just Facebook.
Did I get that wrong?
And Periscope.
Ah, fuck it, whatever. If you don't know us, we like to just put on the we like to put on the rest of the scene. Let you guys promote yourselves. Please be respectful of each other's time. So, you know, if you're on there for 5 minutes, we'll be like, we might cut you off. No disrespect. And that's anything else, Ty? What else we got? I'm sorry, Paul. Mr. Stubb.
Well, we have a special guest tonight, Antoine Dunn. If you guys be following his Facebook, he has a lot of useful information for indie artists. And he's giving you the right direction and the right things that you need to be paying attention to keep on moving forward in this industry.
Yeah, and, matter of fact, if there's anything you want us to ask Mr. Don tonight, then, if you call him, be like, hey, can you ask him this question for me? We'll be sure to pass it along. So without further ado, Mr. Black here, let's get the show started.
This is Tim Burton Jr., a.k.a. The C, and you're listening to DCYS, powered by Blackout Radio. Check out this new single from my pops, Tim Burton Sr., called I'm So Blessed. Feature yours truly.
I was blessed with this, yep. Gifted to negative pessimist. I'm living evidence, yep. All of my relatives are heaven sent.
So
I'm connected with, yep, the creator, the savior is next to him.
All right.
That was a little drop by the guest on our next show, Tim Burton Jr. I contacted him from Wyoming, and he's got his own studio out there. You know, him and his dad are doing his thing, and they're touring in the area. And he's actually looking for acts. If anyone knows, please contact our email, theofficialdcys@gmail.com, and we'll forward the message to him. Come on the air next week.
I was going to say, now it's a little late, that that was a pleasant surprise. I wasn't expecting that.
You know, I like to surprise Dr. Kano from time to time.
He keeps me in the dark. But for better or worse. Do you have any callers, my way? What do we got?
Of course you got a caller.
All right.
Is there anything else we need to call? Really?
You ready for callers?
Yeah,
425-417, you are live. It's Cool Grande coming out of Seattle.
What's going on, man? How are you?
Seattle, you know.
Yeah, man.
How you guys doing today?
No, we're straight, man. What's your social media? Why don't we start with that?
So on Twitter, it's at It's Cool Grande. Instagram is Cool Grande, and then Snapchat's Cool Grande, and then I also have the Facebook page, Cool Grande.
And if, pardon me, I'm on a speaker. Is that School Grande?
Cool Grande, COOLGRANDE.
All right, cool, man. So what brings you on the line, man? What do you want to talk about?
Shit, just give any advice to artists trying to do their thing and, you know, do it the right way.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so,
that's what we're about, man. So, during the show, you're going to hear different people call in from different areas, whether it's the South, East, you know, that kind of thing, and just sharing, like, what they do and how they get there and shit like that.
For sure, yeah. I'm with that.
So, you're a rapper? Is that correct?
Yeah, so I do, like, it's a heavy West Coast influence, funk influence, rap. It's like almost like crooning involved. It draws influence from like Nate Dogg and like Cocaine and some of the classic West Coast heads.
Yeah. You know, I used to fuck with Snoop's album for so long. I love that album. Doggy Style was one of my favorites.
It's a classic, bro. It's a classic.
You can't say that they make shit like that now, but when people do have like a West Coast flair, it's always appealing. Like YG, you hear a lot of West Coast coming through him, right?
See, a lot of people like YG right now. His beats, everything that he's doing is just right.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. And he's been around for a while, so, you know, it goes to show.
Yeah, he started as a jerk artist. Y'all know that?
Yeah, no, he's legit. Mr. Grande, are you having a performance soon, or do you perform or what?
Yeah. So I just actually had my first headlining show on July 14th, and we sold out. About 350 people came out. I'm actually performing a solo set. It was pretty tight.
Wow, that's a lot of people to turn up.
That's good, man. It sounds like you don't need any help. You got a good start, man.
Yeah, you know, it just a lot of planning went into it, and promotion and doing it the right way. There's a lot of footwork involved, operations. We had good people around us, too, doing their thing and filling their roles out.
Well, listen, man, you're definitely doing your thing. I'm going to check you out. And, you know, one more time, why don't you do your social media before we let you go. What's Cool Grande what?
It's Cool Grande on Instagram, Cool Grande on Snapchat, and then on Twitter it's Cool Grande.
All right. Now, Cool Grande, as is tradition with the show, before we let you go, you want to spit like 16 a cappella before we let you hang up?
You guys got some West Coast beats?
Listen, all we got is a cappella, though. So it doesn't have to be up to
you. Oh, you guys got the a cappella. Okay, yeah. Okay, give me a word. Give me a word to start it off.
Oh.
I'm going to freestyle.
Grande. Start off with Grande.
Yeah.
Start off with Grande. And I always got a bad one, but she don't do it the wrong way. Always on the right. And then I told her, hold up, you got to make sure that you stop at the light because we about to hit the left, then do it. Every time she see me in the thing, we moving. Dang. That's your right there.
Nah, man. Yo, we appreciate it. Listen, we know a freestyle when we hear it. And, you did good, man. Nothing to be disappointed about. But listen, we got to let you go, but
Just keep listening to the show because we have Antoine Don. If you want some insider information, the right, correct information, you want to be listening to what that man has to be saying soon.
Yes. Hang out, listen to us, and we appreciate you calling in, man. You'd be good.
Yeah, for sure. Y'all are prepared.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. And I guess we'll take our next caller.
Okay, I got 229-366. And then, did you want to play the everyday track after this one?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
229-366. You're live.
Yo, 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 this Jefe, man.
What's up?
What's up, man? This Jefe, man. 1-4, man. You know, we sell out the cafe, a.k.a. Best Day. Come get a fresh pay, mucha latte. Pockets on mucha grande. Yo.
Yeah,
you're turned up, man.
What's going on? Yeah, I know, man. The whole RTR movement, man. Shout out to Blackout Radio, man, for having me, man.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your call. This is your show. This is the people's show.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's your social media, man, so we can look you up?
Man, social media, at me, Facebook, at MUNBMG Thornton. At Fredo Takeoff on Facebook, at Stay Cool in it, Instagram. You can check me out on Jefe Talk at on Twitter. By the way, that Jefe Talk, that new single just dropped on YouTube. Y'all go check that out as well. Snapchat at Jefe Talk.
All right, man. So
me and you had a private conversation, but explain to the people what that exactly means.
You know, Jefe Talk, it's more than a language. It's like a way of life where I'm from, you know. You got so many co-defendants, so many undercovers, so many people that's trying to bite on our style, so we had to switch up our whole legal to the Jefe Talk. It's really like a course in a college class, you feel me? It's really like a course at Yale. You have to bend through the adversity and everything to know what Hefe talk about. You just can't learn Hefe talk in one day, you know. You got to take a whole course to learn a Hefe talk.
So are you the dean? Are you like a teacher? What's your role?
With me, I'm really a speaker, a motivational speaker. I'm writing a book also called Confessions of a Troubled Boy. Y'all, I'm gonna give y'all a free copy when that come out. I'm really everything, man. / preacher, / motivational speaker. I'm a whatever you want to call it, entrepreneur. I'm all the above, man. I'm a jack of all trades.
So let me ask you. So you're rapping and shit? You've been performing too?
Yeah. I'm rapping. But I don't really call myself a rapper. Me, I call myself a poetic speaker.
Okay. All right, no disrespect. So are you performing as well?
I got a couple shows. We got a couple shows lined up. RTR, couple shows down here in Walmart. I just came from South Beach chilling with Rocco at the Mandarin, Hotel. We was talking. I ain't want to seem such of a fan to him, so you know, we ain't get into it deeply, but yeah, I'm making major moves, man. The whole RTR making major moves.
All right, well, we'll be sure to look out for you. Before we let you go, give us your social media again.
Yeah, at Hefe Talk on Facebook. Well, MUNBMG Thornton, Fredo Takeoff on Facebook. Like I said, Hefe Talk on Twitter. Snapchat at Hefe Talk. And make sure y'all go check out the new single on YouTube, man, called Hefe Talk, man.
Hefe Talk?
It really some nice lingo on there. Like, you wouldn't be able to understand it unless y'all need to take a full course at my class, Hefe Talk.
Yeah, we need some notes prior to, but we got you. Now, before we let you go, man, you want to give us some 16 acapella before we let you go, man?
Oh yeah. You know, I bless the show with it. We're gonna do it like this right here.
Right.
Blackout Radio, the Nation, RTR. That's my occupation. Niggas trying to hate, but I switch my formation. I hang with a gang of stars like a constellation.
Yeah.
But brew to get deeper. Nightmares are the bottom. And yeah, I'm a creature. Niggas want to sign me. I kill them on the feature. Serving the leader. Holler than the fever. You know I'm spitting ether. Run to my sister Rita. Britney's in the Beamer.
It's going in.
I'm telling you, this Hefe Talk, man. Like I said, Hefe, we sell out the cafe, a.k.a. Bafe One Front. Tell the folks, come get a frappe, mocha latte, pockets on mucha grande.
Get that latte grande. And that's all I got. Thank you for calling in. Feel free to call in next Wednesday at 10 to 11 if you want. We're going to check you out, and you keep doing your thing, man. Keep hustling, all right?
Yeah. Also, I got my partner from RTR, Fredo Takeoff. He got a new hot single that me and him produced called The Truth. Y'all go check it out as well on YouTube when y'all get time for that. I write songs. Like I said, I got a book coming out, Confessions of a Troubled Boy. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in for this, man. We're making major moves, man.
We're going to definitely look out for you, man. We appreciate you calling, and we're going to check you out.
All right.
Mr. Black here. Thank you for waiting patiently, and you know, we'll try to get to you. That's all. All right.
That's how I got it, man.
Okay, I got 347-488. You are live.
Ruin squad. Squad.
Well, who we got on the line, man? Squad.
Squad. You already know it's Dollar Root, a.k.a. The Root Guard, 1017, Brick Squad Monopoly, a.k.a. Forever Music, man. You already know how we rock it. Everything forever. Hashtag forever. Gang, gang.
Oh.
Yo,
gang.
So fucking gas right now.
Squad.
You know it.
Listen, what's your social media, man?
What's good? Everything at D-O-L-L-A, capital R, lowercase U, 1017, at everything at $1017, man. You already know, man. If it ain't 1017, I don't know what else is moving, man. Forever Music, you already know, because this thing is forever, man. So, hashtag Forever Music. Squaw, yeah. We out here. What's good? Cool? My nigga Eddie Powell, Blackout Radio. Yeah. We about to black out on y'all. Blackout.
Y'all sounds on 10. Where you from, man?
Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn up there. How long you been doing your thing?
I ain't gonna hold you. I've been doing this thing for a minute. I really started rapping like I was like 8, 9 years old, but I fell back for a minute. I wasn't like taking it serious or whatever the case may be. But I didn't really think about rapping until I was more or less like 15, 16, I would say.
Yeah.
But it was just a hobby. Even that 15, 16 was just a hobby. Like, what really made me start taking it serious when I got, like, more into the street life, and then, like, I got more into music at the same time, so it was like I had to pick one or the other. You know what I mean? I knew, like, music was my way out. You know what I'm saying? So I was, like, about 16, 17 when I really started taking it serious for real.
Yeah, I'm glad you made that decision. So what are you up to these days? What's on your plate right now?
Say again?
What's on your plate? What do you got going on?
Everything on the menu is on my plate. Nah, but for real, though, I'm on Hip Hop Weekly, Dawn Diva Magazines, Forbes DVD.com. I'm on Distance50.com. I'm on MTVArtist.com. I'm on Who's Next.Hype97.com. Nah, I mean, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, Audio Mac, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Amazon, Google Play, iTunes, whatever. Like, I'm all out there. I'm on Vivo as well. I just been working, man.
What's the next step then? You got what you got going on now. So what's the next step?
Right now, as of the moment, I mean, I've been hosting a few mixtapes, you know what I mean? So I'm doing that right now. I'm hosting mixtapes for $250, you know what I'm saying? But I'm working with all budgets. So if you're an artist and you got a nice budget, whatever, it don't really matter what your budget is. As long as you work and you doing what you got to do, then I don't have no problem working with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't let you have time or slack artists. So it don't even matter what your budget is. I charge what I charge, but I take whatever because I understand the struggle when I'm coming up. You know what I mean? So yeah. I understand the struggle and all that. So I'm working with everybody who's working. Like, as long as you working, I'm working with you. You know what I mean? We're going to make it calm and say we're going to make it do what it do. You know what I mean? Because I'm coming out of my pocket for promotion. I'm coming out of my pocket for graphics and artwork. Know what I mean? I do that myself. Ain't nobody backing me with none of that. Know what I mean? I do all that myself. So, like, if I could come out my pocket and pay other people, like, know what I mean? I don't mind niggas paying me. I'm not charging niggas an arm and a leg. Like, but I'm going to make sure you get what your money worth, and I'm going to make sure we work. Know what I'm saying? Because I'm about working.
All right. I respect that. I can appreciate that point of view, because that's what we're doing as well. We're trying to get people, opportunity to come on. Explain who they are, explain what they do, and just promote themselves. So we totally hear where you're coming from. Now, listen, we got one more caller to get to, and we normally like to have we'll give you the opportunity if you want to pick 16 before we let you go.
For sure. We want to give 16 now. You want to call in? We can do it however you want to do it.
Do it. John, 16 from you, a cappella, however you want. Be ready.
How we gonna do it real quick, man. I'm about to give y'all a little quick 16.
All right.
Go. I said, yo, I came in at 10-17. Sent me as Monopoly. Right now it feels like this was all a dream. I'm wide awake, I haven't got no sleep. I'm on a different type of time. Before music, I used to live a life of crime. Brother was enough because he didn't drop a dime. For 8 years, he lived up there. On that 10-hour ride, I said shit was on my mind. I was taking trips up there. Sacrifices my freedom on the line. Transporting all that shit up there. To take it back, I was murdered right before that. By a friend, the whole clip got hit. What would you do? Put yourself in my shoes. Girl fucked your mans, but they go back since high school.
I can't forget it if I try to. That's why I'm so paranoid. You will lose your mind to Barry and your baby boy. Voices in my head, coming same with the dead. Enlightened by my ancestors, universal knowledge I was given from my quest. Premonitions of the future, the past is never, never regret. The present is a gift, I can't turn back because I'm in it till I'm. The present is a gift, I can't turn back because I'm in it to the end. I said, I came up because I stayed down, acting now, running the sound. I said, right now I'm on blackout. Radio.
Blackout.
You already know the way it go. It's 1017. Catch a halo, sir. If you play with us, we're going to lay you down. It's Break Squad Extortion. We don't play around. Just live off the top. The style with no orthodox. I'm only style blocks. Niggas know I'm hot. See, I don't curse. But I feel like that I got a curse. Because my name is Dollar. That's the gift and curse. Shit is different. Yeah, shit get really deep. Say, I'm out here in the streets. I don't sleep. I'm not awake. Nah. Said I'm up every day and I don't play. I'm out here. And I get it anyway. I'm talking. I'll be hustling. 9 to 5. It's do or die on some Brooklyn, on some stash. I got my kids in the background. You hear my baby. My daughter screaming in the background. She barking at me like she want to go to the house and all that.
Listen, we appreciate you calling in, man. We're definitely going to check you out. Keep doing good things. And we'll talk to you again, man. You'll be good. Thanks for calling in.
Nah, you already know, man. I'm out here live. Whenever I could tune in, I tune in, man. I show love. There ain't nothing. There ain't about nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's all about. Like, we show love. It's the Brooklyn way. Hey.
All right, man, you be good. We'll catch you again.
Already, squaw.
Okay, I got 214-475. You're live.
Come on. Antoine Don.
Antoine Don, special guest tonight.
Hello, Mr. Don. This is Dr. Connell, and this is Yellow Sub. We appreciate you all
coming. What's going on?
Thank you for spending the time with us, taking time out of your schedule and stuff, for being here.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Definitely a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have callers online that can learn from something with your kind of success. And, you know, what are some things that you can impart upon them? Like, just what's the best thing as through their career?
Say it again for me.
So we have like a lot of people listening right now, and they're, you know, artists mm-hmm. that don't have the success you might have had. So what are some things that they should you know, kind of look out for or focus on to be successful?
Awareness. That right there is what separates the mice from the men, is awareness, knowing, you know, because a lot of us have been on the wrong track many times in our career, and we don't always need somebody there to, you know, tell us, hey, look, this is what you need to do. We just need to look out for the small things. We need to be aware of, you know, what's going on. Hey, this isn't effective. It's not helping me move forward. I got to stop. You know?
Right.
I mean, if you think about people in the workforce, you know, they work jobs they don't like. That's not their career. They don't want to work there forever. But you start working there, and you start getting used to the people. You start liking the people. You start getting used to, you know, going there every day. And, you know, it's like, why did you stay there so long if you weren't making hardly any money? Well, you weren't aware of the fact that you weren't moving forward toward your goal. You just got sucked in to the wrong thing, you know. So it's all about awareness.
Yeah.
All about knowing when to pull away, when to move forward, when to take action on certain things. When to wait, and looking out for the small signs that's what awareness, you know, is all about.
Yeah, well, the callers can appreciate that. Well, but before you keep going, we want to tell the callers to please hold on the line. We have a special guest on the line, Antoine Don. So please hold the line. We'll get to your calls as soon as we can. So, Mr. Antoine Don, that little intro is a segue to introduce yourself. Who are you? What do you do? And let the people know.
Well, I'm a musician, first off. That's what I am at the core. I'm a musician. I'm a music producer, DJ, audio engineer, artist development coach. I'm not a manager. Management might happen in the future, but for right now, artist development coach. I do a lot. I wear a lot of hats, and everything involves music. And well, aside from music, I like to talk to people and consult them about just their life in general. You know, I'm all about progression and growth. So I'm from Chicago, Illinois, born and raised. I currently live in Dallas, where I'm doing my thing out here. Styles of music I deal with, anything musical. Like I said, I'm a musician, so whatever, you know, my clients, they want to work on it, it's whatever. We put it all together and we make it happen. That's how I do it. No limitations.
Art is very limitless as well. So now that you know, we were going through your SoundCloud and all your social media. So before we start on that, can you shout out your social media to the people so they can contact you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Hey, on Twitter, guys, make sure you follow me, at @Antoine_Don. My SoundCloud, it's soundcloud.com/AntoineDon. And then my website, www.AntoineDon.com. Just make sure you go there, check out the new videos, check out the new tracks, songs, and keep in touch.
Yeah, for whoever follows your Facebook, if you haven't, I suggest you do. You have very great informative videos, no filler, and just great substance.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Definitely appreciate that. I mean, it's like, you know, what am I doing for the community that I'm a part of, you know, the music community? What am I giving back, you know, instead of just pushing out my music, hey, me, I, my music, like, what am I doing to empower people around me, you know? Knowledge isn't just gain for you to just keep to yourself. Like, you're supposed to push that out, give it out, and, you know, help your community move forward. So
definitely what you project, and that goes for music, you know. I think that's
right.
What music should be, an expression, you know. You're trying to give something to somebody, whether it be your own feelings and thoughts, but you project that toward people, and I think that's good music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So speaking of your SoundCloud we're going through, you know, you have a few tracks on there, and they're very, very, very well produced. So, you know, if you want to let people know, like, your background, like, how you got started or when you got started and how long you've been doing this for?
This is probably one of my favorite stories to tell, honestly, just because of it's just funny. I started off just growing up as a little kid, as far as I can remember, just listening to music in the car. My mom, she played a lot of different music, from R&B to soul to hip-hop. Like, she played a lot of different music growing up. Dad, he listened to a lot of rock, a lot of jazz, a lot of hip-hop. You know, they just a very diverse, like, that's just how it's always been. That's why my music is so diverse. So I started off listening to, you know, music as a little kid, like picking apart things like, why do the voices sound like this? You know, what's that instrument? What's that? You know, just asking questions. And so it was an obsession. And then, you know, as soon as eighth grade hit, I had a teacher who he used to play a lot of jazz in his class. And I just loved drums. I developed a love for drums while listening to the jazz in his class. You know, I was never able to join the jazz band or join any band as a kid. But I started picking up air drums, listening to the drums on the music in his class. And soon, you know, as I hit high school, I met a friend. He had a drum set, guitar, bass. I'd go over there, and I'd start playing on his, you know, instruments and stuff. So that's where the music side started. I started learning bass, teaching myself how to play bass. And from there, it just one thing after the other. Like, I didn't wait on anybody. I didn't take any lessons. It was just every day learning, going online, reading books. As far as making beats, as far as creating music digitally, I got to give a shout-out to my boy Adam Williams. He put me on to beat making. I was at his house, and he had a computer software set up that he was using, some, you know, cheap little program on his computer. He was making these little cheap beats on, and he was doing it for fun. I go down there, he shows me how to work it, and the beats were horrible that I made. I don't know what I was making. I was just putting stuff together.
Yeah.
But it was an instant obsession. And so when I was in high school, I picked up this program that a lot of producers probably know about, MTV Music Generator for PlayStation. You know, that was the joint back then, early 2000s. So I started making dance tracks on there, and like literally I started getting that awareness built up in the school. Like, wow, you make beats, you make tracks, they listen to it, they love it. So that's what started the, you know, music production and things like that, just, you know, dance tracks and stuff like that. I'm from Chicago, so, you know, house is big over there. So, of course, that's what I was doing mostly, was house music. But, yeah, that's pretty much where it all started. So,
yeah. Well, that's great. One of my personal favorite tracks is We Win.
Okay.
And, that to me just was great.
Yeah, that track it was fun to make. It was very fun to make. It's actually not even done yet. It hasn't been mastered yet. It was just a track, honestly, that I posted up on my SoundCloud. Not supposed to be there because it's not finished yet.
Yeah.
But I just, it was, so, I just enjoyed it so much that people, I just wanted to let them, you know, have like a little teaser of it.
Yeah.
But when the song is actually done, that'll be posted. And yeah, that song is getting a lot of positive remarks from some people higher up.
Yeah.
So
great.
Mhm.
All right. Speaking of people higher up, well, you know, for people that's been following you, you know, you've had a few opportunities that you paying forward to a lot of artists. You want to elaborate on that?
Right. Right. Opportunities. I have, honestly, like, I'm looking to start a platform. I'm not going to go too deep into it, but this platform is something that I want to use to basically propel talented artists that I find. That's why I post so much. Post your links. I want to check your music out. Because when it comes to just, you know, picking apart people's music, I'm not a cocky person, but one thing I am gonna say I am awesome at is picking apart talent. I know what great talent sounds like instantly. Like, people bring me music all the time. I'm like, yeah, I'm the next thing. I'm the next thing. And it's like, no, you're not, dude. Your flow is weak. Your flow is weak. Your music, your production that you've picked for this track is weak. It's not, you know, it's not dynamic enough. You know, it's all about dynamic. People don't need any weak tracks. These days, it's all about the beat more than ever. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, if your music is weak, but your flow, your delivery is awesome, well, everything needs to be at the same level, you know. So I'm very great at picking apart talent as far as singers, knowing what singers need to do to really make an impact. So I'm looking for artists who have certain qualities, and I'm investing heavily into them. And I'm really just looking to pretty much take your music and take you to the next level. I'll, you know, reveal more information on, you know, this platform later, but it's going to be a huge benefit to artists. Right now, we're in the building stages of it all and just putting it all together. But I've been listening to everybody's music, even if I haven't, you know, contacted you. I've been listening to people's music and just putting things together. And there's some great music out there. There's some great artists out there. I'm not even gonna lie, like, some great artists. So
yeah, definitely through networking and the show, we've come across, you know, like, what we feel are great artists. You know, we try to give them opportunities and let themselves be heard.
Oh, yes.
A curious aside question. Have you reviewed DCYS material?
Have I reviewed
DCYS? The DCYS?
DCYS. I can't believe I remember that. Is that an artist or?
Oh, you know, that's the two artists that have a radio show that you're on right now.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. I'm still getting used to things. So.
Yeah.
I
understand that.
Yeah. I've seen it around. But I'm definitely, it's a pleasure being on here. That's what I know. I mean, this is one of my favorite interviews. It's been one of my favorite interviews so far. You know, it's smooth. And, you know, really love what you guys are doing for the music community. And just doing in general, you guys are great at what you're doing.
Much, much, much appreciated. Yeah, we actually got in contact. So you have an assistant, am I correct? I don't want to miss the...
An assistant? Tip Bunya-san.
Yes.
Yes, she is incredible. Incredible, incredible. And me and her have been working together for, about 7 months? Eight months? Yeah, it's been great. It's been wonderful. She's very hungry when it's coming to, you know, it comes to learning more and being an asset. She's very knowledgeable of different things, music business and business in general. And she's not afraid to let you know straight up, hey, listen, back to the drawing board. You know what I mean? She's not going to sugarcoat, you know. So, if you guys are trying to have her listen to your music, you better have some tough skin, because she will lay it. She's not rude, but she will lay it on you, you know. Get back to the drawing board, and it'll benefit you. So she is just wonderful to work with. She's got a lot of great things ahead for the music community. So I'm really excited to work with her.
Yeah, I mean, all the time we contact her, she's been a pleasure to deal with. And, you know, it shows, you know, you have that eye and you keep good company around, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what's next?
What's next? Just great music. I've got a lot coming in the dance music community. Right now, I'm gonna be focusing on dancers. And you'll see why very soon. A lot of fun stuff. Gonna be focusing on dancers. DJing, you're going to be seeing me behind the ones and twos very soon, a lot. And also, I'm going to be flooding the streets with dance mixes and things of that nature. Keep in mind, I do everything. You never know what to expect from me. You'll get a mix of hip-hop, trap, future bass. And then next thing you know, I'm releasing a whole, you know, hour-long set of dance music, house music, things like that, that either I produce myself or just various artists. So, like I said, visit the website and you will definitely be up to date. Also, artists, I'm looking for you. If you got talent, I will find you. I will find you, and I will cultivate you, all right? I'm looking, I'm listening, and I'm ready to make some moves, you know. I'm ready to wake some people up. That's why my name is AKA Mr. Wake Up Call, because I'm here to wake you up, bring you aware to what's going on. So this platform, stay tuned for it. Stay on my timeline, because it'll be announced there. So that's a little taste of what I got going.
Big things coming up.
Yes, sir.
Anything, Dr. Conan?
Antoine, it's been great from hearing from you. I actually have a question. What is your DAW for music? I'm always
my DAW of choice. Definitely. See, here's the thing. I'm a Mac and PC guy. I'm not just a PC guy or just a Mac guy. I'm a Mac and PC guy.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Mac, I love Logic.
Okay. I'm
a huge Logic fan. You know, it's very, very, I'm able to do a lot in Logic that I can't in FL Studio. FL Studio is great because I can just open it up and boom, just get started. You know, it's a little bit, you got to go through some extra steps on Logic, but at the same time, FL Studio, just open it up, boom. It's real quick to get started, get things going. I like to do a lot of my beat programming in there and do, you know, the instrumentation and mixing and stuff like that in Logic. So, yeah, I kind of bounce between both. Mainly, I've been on FL Studio a lot more, so.
Yeah, I like FL as well. I'm like FL Pro Tools user. But I think FL is so simple and intuitive. So,
yes.
I think if you haven't produced before and you're listening, pick up some Fruity Loops and you'll be all right. Just watch a tutorial.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess we appreciate you calling in. I know you know you're a busy guy, and
yes, sir.
We hope we can maintain contact somehow, and we'll definitely check you the rest of your tracks. You got some good stuff out there, man. So producer, I like your stuff. So if you're listening,
much appreciated.
Antoine Don's on the line, and you can find him at Twitter at Antoine_Don, SoundCloud Antoine Don, and www.antoine.com. Before I let you go, is there anything else you want to say to the artists out there that may be listening and just hungry to get some I guess, motivation to keep going.
Artists, if they ain't going to let you in, kick the door in. Kick that door down. Get in there. Don't take no for an answer. Be aware of what, you know, what's going on in your life and your career, because they both work hand in hand. And make some big power moves. That's, don't be making no petty little decisions. Take risks, all right? Take a risk and make it happen.
All right. Everybody, that was Antoine Don.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Appreciate him calling in and giving us some time. Make sure you
much appreciated.
Hold down. hopefully we'll talk to you again soon, Antoine. Thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, we definitely will. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, I got 941-328. You are live.
Caller, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
This Tyler.
Yeah, who's calling?
It's Anthony St. Louis.
Is that Sam from St. Louis? Is that what I heard?
I said, my name is Anthony St. Louis.
So, I'm sorry, your phone's kind of like breaking up a little bit. Where are you from, St. Louis, though?
Hold on. All right, you guys can hear me now?
Yeah, it's good now.
All right, good. My name is Anthony St. Louis.
Oh, Anthony St. Louis, what's up?
Yeah, hey, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, what's so
good,
the people want to know what's good with you. You know, this is an artist platform, so you know, why don't you shout yourself out and let people know who you are?
Well, to tell you guys the truth, I am an artist out of Sarasota, Florida. I'm 23 years old. I don't only just do music. I also blog, and I'm also doing graphic designing, mostly logos. And now I'm trying to take it further with video production, video editing, and so much more. And to find me, you can find me mostly through Facebook as just Anthony St. Louis, spelled out just like the city. Twitter, above S11, that's A-V-O-V-E-S-11. SoundCloud, J. Louis, J.Louie. And YouTube, that's Surface 11. So I have different platforms to find me on because I'm doing production and I have an artist just for myself, like page for my SoundCloud and everything else.
All right, so what are you up to these days? What are you mainly in right now? You got a lot of different things going on, so what's like your passion right now?
Right now, my passion is being able to grow my fan base through my music. I do love doing vlogs the most. Time to say music is. Because growing my fan base through basically anime and other people who are into the fantasy type, because I like to be different. I love rapping most of the time. I'm trying to get to the platform of R&B, singing a little bit, trying to work on some vocals. But, yeah, pretty much, yeah, I love rapping. It's been my thing. I've known it the most. I've worked hard on that for quite a while, trying to get a lot better. So that's what it is right there. That's my passion.
So when people first check you out, say on their SoundCloud or whatever, what's the first track they should listen to get ideas for, like, what you're about?
I would say for the latest track right now, I would say is Knockin', produced by Ill Noise. Right there, that's a party song of mine, basically. It's like one of my first, you know, parts of the project I ever worked on. I haven't put out much music lately. I've been just trying to sit back and just work on my flow and, you know, basically my craft. So basically, yeah. I'm still testing the waters out. I'm still new to the whole entire vlog and everything, so I'm just basically a fresh guy right now.
I hear you, man. It's tough to create, to write, to record, to mix, and do it all over. Like it's a lot of time consumed in that endeavor. Not to cut you short though, Anthony. We do have other callers online, but before we let you go, you want to spit a little 16 off on the acapella?
Let's see. I'm trying to move so I don't sound too loud. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you good?
Okay. Let's see. Acapella. Let's see. I don't get to do this too often, so might as well just spit it anyways. All right. Even though I got my crew behind me, I know there's other niggas I hate. Every single time I'm trying to go out, I can make the money so my team can just go and celebrate. This is my dream, and I live it by the best. I live with the best around me, and I train with the best around me. I feel like a saint when I'm in the chambers. Now I'm smoking much more just to get to a higher state of mind. Niggas don't know, but I've been spending so much time rapping with the yeah, I don't acapella that much, but I have to admit I at least gave it a go.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was a freestyle.
I ain't gonna lie with you.
You don't want to hear me freestyle.
No.
You want to hear Kyle on the freestyle. So you're good, bro.
I mean, I would spit 16 that I wrote, but like, you know, I guess that would be, you know, a little bit of cheating.
Nah, you could have done whatever. It's all good, man. We appreciate you calling, and we're definitely gonna check you out. You know, anytime you want to call in, promote yourself. We're on at 10 to 11 every Wednesday. All right.
I appreciate it. All right,
buddy.
You're good. I appreciate it, man.
Okay, I got 586-230. You are live.
Caller, who's calling? Where are you calling from? Caller, where you at? Are you with us? Anyone on the line? All right, looks like we got to take the next caller. What we got, Mr. Blackfish?
612-860, you are live.
Hey, pal, how you doing, son?
What up? Who are we talking to? We have the pleasure of talking with tonight.
Man, you know who it is, man. G-Energy, Wu-Tang Killer B forever. For Wu-Tang forever, man.
Okay. What's going on, man? What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about positive vibes save lives, man. I'm talking about... Excuse me, let me mute my TV right now. Tired of watching this Law and Order shit. I want to talk about Law and Order first and foremost, and to the Wu-Tang disorder. These motherfuckers isn't acting right, man. I'm sorry, I'm a little fucked up like ODB is usually. My style is like ODB. I'm known as the MDB, Middle Dirty Bastard from Wu-Tang Clan, from Minneapolis, Minnesota. 56001, even though I don't even live in Mankato, Minnesota, I'm about to fucking head out to Staten Island, man. I don't even know what the fuck's going on anymore, man. You know what I'm saying, man? So, I'm fucked up. I admit that.
All right, well, let me streamline you. Do you have a social media that somebody can follow you on?
Well, of course, man. Guy Terensky. Guy Norbert Terensky on Facebook. I have a SoundCloud, Guy Terensky as well. I have a Reverb Nation, Guy Terensky as well. But I don't produce my fucking, you know, old school classes into instant classes, man. This ain't a fucking bullshit. Man, come on, man. I'm not fucking like these modern day MCs, man. I'm old school like fucking cheese, man. Blue cheese, son. Excuse me for that. I don't mean no disrespect for anybody, but I'm like ODB back in the day, man. I'm telling you, man. And I'm representing ODB, Fruquan, Shabazz the Disciple, Killer Bees, Grave Diggers, the RZA, the JZA, the Young Dirty Bass.
Hold on. So we need to get to one more caller, but before we let you go, we need to hear you spit a cappella.
Say that one more time.
We're gonna we need to move on to our last call of the night, and we appreciate you calling. But before we let you go, we want to give you 16 bars to go ahead and spit a cappella because I think it'd be good.
Dude, this is a fucking this is not Eddie Powell speaking to me right now, man. So I understand that, man. Excuse me. My rhyming ain't easy. I just got off the motherfucking train station. Motherfucking part two ain't easy. Part Jeezy. Excuse me, go back to the modern days of times when my hands come back to the rhyming, to inspiration and dedication and master of all equations. Mathematics is number one. I don't give a shit if you are a son or a son of another mother. You're my motherfucking blood brother. You know, all in together, blood brothers, all in together.
Wu-Tang, G Energy. I might go back to the hands of time. G Energy. Yo, hey, yo, I'm from Minneapolis, 10,000 lakes. I might just mistake you and put you back in your place, dude. I don't, you know, most people in Minneapolis carry a tent because they have staples because they're just paying rent and they tabble, tabble, dibble, dibble, dabble, rizzle, dizzle, dazzle. I don't give a shit about that because I'm a Wu-Tang soldier. I'm back in the motherfucking castle of time, son.
What have you been drinking? What are you sipping on right now? Because I know you have something.
I'm on a Miller High Life. You feel me? You feel me?
Yeah, we feel you. Yeah. Everyone feels you.
Y'all gotta respect us. I'm an impractical joker. Go back to the Himes and Cheech and Chong. They still smoking and smoker. Like Ice Cube and fucking
we gotta smoking that caller, bro. Listen, but we want you to call back next week when you're sober, so we get the rest of the story.
You're making me sober now, man. No, that's a difference right now. See, it doesn't matter if I'm sober or fucking blober, man, or fucking Ghostbuster, blubber, fucking flubber, sitter, statter, witter, watter, man. It doesn't matter, man.
I guess technically you're right. But we'll look forward to hearing from you next week, and thank you for calling in.
Well, come on, man.
Hello? Blackjay, who we got on the line?
That's 759-236 July.
Caller, who's calling? Where are you calling from? Please don't be fucked up right now. Oh, shit. Who's on the line, man? Nobody? All right. Next caller. You got another caller?
248. 971, you're live.
Caller, who are we talking to right now? Oh, man, damn. I don't even have anything. We got nobody. Hey, everybody's drinking. I guess is that it, Mr. Blackbeard?
We can still play that track if you want to.
Yeah, just drop that track. You know, we have to be cool. On the show.
Every day.
I'll play every day.
All right, play it. Okay, I'm about to drop it now.
Yeah. Okay.
Wake up fresh and get the money every single day. I wake up fresh and get the money every single day. I wake up fresh and get the money every single day. Me counting hundreds over here pushing on everything.
I wake up hungry at the table
every single day.
We know you broke, we see you hate
every single day.
Traffic and workout with my wealth
every single day.
That's gonna run me back to jail
every single
day. Okay, now I'm on hustle, I'm on grit, I'm on fly. I'm on winning, keep 40 on my side. In case you hate a trippin', yo, say we fly. So all my click gon' hit it before we in the game. Yo, team ride the bleachers, charger switching lanes. Gucci belt holding my heaters, I'm from Zen bands on the wheel. Both sacks on the sneakers, not a zero to your bar, then now you got my FIFA features. I'm talking paper, I'm getting big knots, but keep it quiet. We know them fans watch. Shout out to Friday from Northside Hot. 206 with me, I brought the whole block. From SCA to ATL, we got the game locked. You need a coat to hit my back, the trap be well stocked. I want the big ring, slick watch, 1,008 grams like the homie
and get the money every single day. I wake up fresh and get the money every single day. I wake up fresh and get the money every single day. Me counting hundreds over here pushing on everything.
I wake up hungry at this table
every single day.
We know you broke, we see you hate.
28 grams and a granny with a fake hip. Me and Cold trapping minivans by the Quick Trip. 20 bands, 30 minutes in, that's a quick flip. 20 cleans, what you saying? Get your cut clip. All my niggas mobbing on the daily like they supposed to be. Robbing me, you crazy, who you supposed to be? Hit them with the cannon, give them drama, understand it. Grab the K and get the scanning like a f***ing bag of groceries. If I catch him provoking, I act like he's smoking and take all his breath like he's choking. Then I'ma crack his head open, he fall in slow motion, the pistol I'm packing is pouring. I got the zannies for drainies and youngins, it's nothing, just hit my life, I'm promoted. Whipping his mouth like it's reported stolen. Eyes are crack, but I'm drunk and I'm rolling. Coming up when that hard, hey, always part of the in crowd. Same as in my squad, same as that I've been around. Heard you were talking that, so I'm pulling the crook of my ass that been down. None of these on issues. Everybody wanna be friends now.
I wake up fresh and get the money every single day. I wake up fresh and get the money every single day. I wake up fresh and get the money every single day. We counting hundreds over here pushing on everything.
I wake up hungry at the table
every single day.
We know you broke, we see you haters
every single day.
Traffic and workout with my wife
every single day.
That bitch gon' run me back to jail
every single day.
That was that boy B. Cole every day. I guess that's the show for tonight.
That's the show.
We appreciate you guys calling in and being a part of our show. And we feel bad that we can't get to everybody. We only have an hour. And sometimes more constricted if we have an interview. We appreciate Antoine Don calling and as well as the rest of the people that called in to promote themselves. For the future, if you plan on calling in, just email us at theofficial DCYS@gmail.com so we can have your information beforehand, which makes it easier for us to promote you through our social media thereafter. And
post-show wrap-up would be at theofficialdcys.blogspot.com. And, so just check it out. And it'll be up pretty much immediately after the show. We'll keep you updated with all of our information and all the guest information, and just follow the links and enjoy the website.
Yeah. So again, we're Dr. Connell and
Yellow Sub.
On Blackout Radio. Shout out to Black Tear.
Yeah. Shout out Black Tear. And a quick little shout out. We kind of cut people short. Tim Burton, the song "I'm So Blessed" that was played as our radio drop as the intro. We thank you very much for that. We'll have him on the next show. His song is doing really well on the charts. And also to Dylan Greenwood, aka Cool Grande. he dropped a mixtape, and he said he did everything in a day. And honestly, I heard it, and for it being one day, if it was really everything was done in one day, we'll just listen to it. Just go on to SoundCloud. That's Cool Grande, CoolGrande on SoundCloud. And that's all my notes. Special guest next week, Track Junkie and Tim Burton, and we're out.
All right. Peace out, ladies and gentlemen.